Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a Crowd podcast. What's occurring, Bat?
How are you, mate? All good?
All good. I'm just, I'm tired, mate. I think racing sometimes is easier than the real world, isn't it? Doing jobs around the house, looking after kids and all that type of jazz.
Yes. Yes and no. I'd argue with you on some of that, but no, I know what you mean. It's a different type of fatigue, isn't it? You're always kind of chasing your tail as opposed to smashing yourself up some climbs. But yeah, it is.
Yeah,
credit to mums out there.
Oh, shout out to single parents for sure.
The
main thing is that it's more doing the admin stuff, isn't it? Like sorting out this electric bike I've got that's been on the terrace for the last year, not working, with a puncture, and I'm like, right, I gotta sort that out. So I start sorting it out, and then they don't have a charger there, so I have to come home and get a charger, and just all like little jobs like that, isn't it? And Valgren's scooter in my parking space won't start. Need to get the man over here to get it, but then he won't come to get it until Valgren signs something, and he has to do that in person. And you know, it's just like admin like that, and I'm just like, mate, might just move the scooter onto the street, just leave it. Like,
yeah, oh mate, gotta be honest, sounds like a hard life that. you had to fix a puncture and move a scooter. Fuck, mate, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah,
no
mate.
No wonder you're tired.
But I guess a few beers in the night don't help as well. But it's all good though. I'm riding my bike a little bit still. Just nothing hard at all. 200, 220 watt type thing. But ticking over when Max is in school, you know. Drop him off, go on the bike, pick him up.
You out tomorrow?
No. My parents are out tomorrow. So, and then...
Flicked.
Yeah. And then the Giro guys are coming over for a weekend, actually. So, because I wanted to get them something as a little thanks, but didn't want to get them, like, I don't know, something where they're all like, oh yeah, cheers, mate. But then thinking, you know, what am I going to do with this type thing? So I was like, oh, boys, just come over for a weekend. I'll sort out a hotel and we'll have a couple of good nights out together and stuff. Making memories, you know what I mean?
I like that, mate.
Yeah, so that'll be all right.
What you got in store for them? Or is it still a secret? Do they know?
They don't. I told them we were going on the boat because they'd have to bring some stuff for that.
Armbands and that, like.
Yeah, a little rubber ring. But you know that magician that came to Max's party?
Mm-hmm.
Chatting to him afterwards, and I might see if he can come along. Well, no, he is coming along.
Sound. That'd be good. What, to the boat?
No. Afterwards, just for an hour. Because he was on about mind reading and hypnotizing, and I was like, nah, that's a load of I don't believe all that, you know, and like you see on TV and people are running around barking like a dog. I'm like, yeah, no chance. So I've no idea. I was like, if you reckon you can do that, I would pay good money for you to do that.
Mate, if you get five-legged Pete Bogana running around your garden barking like a dog, please send me a video.
Yeah, it'll be on Instagram straight away, mate. But
or like Pavel Sivakov up a tree pretending to be a monkey. Be great.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Boat and then back? He's coming to your apartment or are you staying at the house?
Nah, so they're in the Columbus. So we'll just do it in the bar in the Columbus, like on that little terrace outside. Then go for food and yeah, a few drinks, like, or carry on drinking. Yeah, I'll be quality that.
Oh, happy days. That's even more salt in the wound. I'll be on my way to China.
Yeah, and as I was brought it up, I was like, this isn't going to go down well, actually, with you. But
yeah, no, I appreciate that, mate. I'll be on my way to China, and you'll be watching Garner barking. Not jealous at all, mate.
Yeah, but at least, you know, you got decent legs. You can do something. What's it called? Croatia was all right, wasn't it?
Croatia was actually mega, mate. I will put that on my race program for the rest of my career. I loved it. It was 6 days. We had nice hotels, beautiful roads, beautiful scenery. First time I've been to Croatia, and it was bloody impressive, I've got to be honest. And then a lot of the times we finished and we had like an hour transfer, got back to the hotel, had like a swimming pool. We'd have like 20 minutes or even less, 10 minutes just messing around in the pool and then hop on the massage table and go to dinner, play Monopoly Deal after dinner for a couple of hours or an hour and then hit the hay. So it was like a nice, you know, it's coming towards the end of the season. I find you still race just as hard when you got a number on. It's like any other race, but it's just around the race it's a little bit more relaxed, you know. Not everyone disappearing after dinner, you just sit round, have a game of cards, you know, have 10 minutes in the pool, just a little bit more relaxed. And it was
a bit morale, really, that's what you need this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, just keep the morale up. And we had a really successful week. We had Aliyah won the first stage, which his last win was actually at Tour Croatia last year when you were there.
Yeah, so the last stage.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that seemed, Croatia seems to be his race. So that was, really nice to see a guy who's achieved, you know, so many wins in his career. Had a bit of a dry patch, but win again. So that was nice. And then Ethan was third overall, coming back from injuries throughout the year. Magnus fourth, you know, we know what he's been through, but he's been back to racing a little while. So good week all round, really. It was
quality,
good crack, some nice results, good fun. Yeah, I like it when you finish the week going, that was successful and I had fun. That's the two boxes you want to tick, and yeah, we're ticked. So yeah, I'm going back to Croatia next year already. I mean,
sweet. Was the last stage the same as what we did? Like those tram lines in the centre of some city and bollards everywhere? And
no, I think they definitely learned from their mistakes. It was every stage was like nice finish, good roads, and the finish circuit we had was like a 5K circuit, hot dog, up and down a 3-4 lane boulevard. It was lovely. I mean, they still managed to crash, don't get me wrong. There was still the race winner rode into a barrier with 100 metres to go. So, you know, you could put us on a 4-lane highway all you want, but we'll still find a way to crash.
Yeah. Well, technical finishes are like, I find the better anyway, because once you get in position, you don't move much. Whereas big, wide roads, yeah. Like we're more than half the problem, I'd say. But saying that, last year's last stage wasn't necessarily just technical. It was actually quite dangerous, but that's a different story. But
no, I remember watching that, mate. That was that last stage. You were like in and out of bollards. That was
up on the pavement, pedestrians walking around. It was bonkers.
Yeah, this year I think they learned from their mistakes, and yeah, I can't say a bad word about it. It was a brilliant week. So
quality. Yeah. I know what you're doing. You're getting ready. You're lining up a move for Bahrain, aren't you? Because isn't it the owner of Bahrain or something, like, who organises that race? Well, not Bahrain owner, but general manager or whatever.
It is. And now you've brought that up, I'll tell you a little story. So one day the bus had to leave 30 minutes before the finish. Sorry, before the start. So we sign on, and there's a little bar next to the sign on podium. And we go there, we sit down. One of the boys had like 20 euros, so we had seven Fantas. And I'm just about to get up and walk to the bar, and this guy comes over. Ah, what do you boys want? He's got seven Fantas. And he's wearing a Croatia organizer top. So I'll get these, it'll be easier if I get them. I said, all right. And it turned out it was the event organizer who is also the kingpin of Bahrain. So he bought us seven Fantas. And he said, so how's the race going this year? This was after 3-4 days. I said, no, it's brilliant. It's lovely. So far, so good. I didn't know at the time who he was. Yeah, brilliant. He said, because last year we had a few negative comments off your team. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Who was that off and what did they say? He said, oh, it was Thomas. It was Thomas it was. He wasn't very happy. I said, yeah, he's old bugger. He's an old bugger, and he, don't worry. He's I spoke to him after, and he was actually one of the ones who recommended I come to this race. He said it was lovely. Oh, okay, yeah. It was quite negative from Thomas. And then it turned out later it was King of Bahrain. Mate, that's one team you're never going to ride for.
Mate, I'm done riding soon, but tell you that. But I don't think I was that negative about it. Yeah, well, it was bad for what it was. But then this is right. Before we were going to talk cycling before we got into rumours, but got to jump in here about the whole Jumbo Quickstep thing. You know, the last pod we did, that created a bit of a media whirlwind, didn't it?
Geraint Thomas made the Belgian news.
When Zapruski sent that on our group, I was like, oh my God. Could you imagine that in like, to make it on the British news, you have to win the tour.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Or maybe Olympic gold. Like, they don't talk about rumours about this guy and that guy joining and whatever. But it's the same thing with the Croatia thing. Like I said during the Vuelta, didn't I? Like, got to get back on the bike because otherwise I'll have to go to Croatia. Obviously, it was a joke. But I don't think people get our humour, mate. But
no, Mr. Bahrain did not see that as a joke, Mr. Thomas.
Quality.
For anyone who didn't listen to the last podcast, we were like joking, talking about the Bahrain, the Jumbo and Quickstep merger. And G said, it's not going to work because Remco hates Jumbo and Jumbo hates Remco. Very tongue in cheek. And that's the quote that made it to the Belgian news and quite a lot of outlets. And suddenly you become famous, didn't you, G?
Yeah, famous overnight. And like one thing I said was like, oh yeah, but I don't want to start any rumors or anything. I thought that was underlining the fact that it's a joke, you know what I mean? But nah, straight over there, Ed. So I think it's a bit of dry humour, must be a British thing, I don't know. But anyway, this weekend, Lombardia, mate. Have you seen any of these build-up races for that? Who's going well? I haven't seen anything, to be honest.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't seen a great deal. I've looked at the results.
I haven't even seen them, to be fair. Like, who won? What is it? Trevally and that one in Bologna up that steep thing.
Well, I know that Bagioli won Piemonte today. I can tell you that much.
Isn't it?
Hang on, who won the last one? No, it's not flat. No, it was Warfare.
Was it?
Yeah. Who won the last one? I don't know. Doesn't matter because we can name the favourites. There's what? Three, four of them? One, Roglic. Two, Poggi. Vingegaard maybe. And the rest.
Is he riding?
I don't know. Let's say he is. I know Poggi and Roggi are riding. So
yeah,
it's hard to see past them really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to flick through results now and see what... Oh, Van Wilder won, didn't he? Did you see his interview?
Yes, great interview.
Yeah, one of the boys sent me that, actually, to be fair. Carapaz second, Vlasov third. Oh, Vlasov beat Roglic, Pogacar, unless he beat them in a sprint, surely not.
He must have been
well,
just...
Well, they were all on the same time. Yeah. Woods,
yeah.
Zana, Izaguirre... Rodriguez, Carlos is, you know, top 10 up there with those boys. Mass, O'Connor, Ulisi. So Yeah, Carlos could do a ride though, eh? He was good in Tour Britain. He must be our leader, I would have thought.
Or Pavel, yeah.
Oh, Pavla, yeah.
I think they'd be back in one of them pair, won't they? Pavlova, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of research here, in terms of the research level, we're probably at about 1 out of 10 here.
Yeah, mate.
Scrolling on Pro Cycling Stats as we speak, trying to find out who's going to win Lombardia.
Yeah. Why did we even bother putting it in there? That's what we'll talk about, Lombardia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice one, George. Yeah, I mean, Poggy's going to win it. Boom. Coming at me. Anything to add about Lombardia?
No, but let me just look at Trevally again. Where the hell's that gone now? I'm just going to pick a winner.
I'll ask you one question about the race and see if you know the answer. I'm pretty sure you do. What's the nickname of Lombardia?
No idea.
Geraint Thomas.
Is it? After me?
Hang your head in shame. The Race of the Fallen Leaves.
Ah, yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah. You didn't answer when I asked you, did you?
No, but I was kind of thinking it must be some Italian thing. But no, I did know that.
Okay, all right.
But it's good weather, though, eh? Oh, what about Remco? Is Remco going to win it?
Probably win it next year with a better squad round of money.
Yeah.
Get that on the Belgian news.
He did text me saying that, actually. It's looking likely. Anyway, moving on. Carlos, I'm going to go for. Sod it. I'm going to back my man.
Back my man. I'd say, is Pavel not a better chance than Carlos?
Oh, Pavel, yeah. No, Pavla. I'll go Pavla. Just because, you know, he's going to have a good weekend to look forward to. Or good night.
Yeah. Light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. Win Lombardia and then turn into a monkey or something.
Exactly.
Happy days.
Yeah, Pavel. Pavel can win.
Yeah. Pavel, I'll go Poggy.
All right. Well, on that note.
Bit boring,
but kind of, he'll be podium, won't he, probably?
Yeah.
So, well, should we have a quick break and come back and talk about rumours?
Let's do it, son.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, mate, during those ads, you just filled me in, basically. So, Jumbo taking Quickstep, a few riders from them, and a load of cash. And then the rest of Quickstep are just going to race around Belgium in the mud, like with Lefebvre just falling out with loads of guys, or what? What's the crack there, mate?
Yeah, it's just a mental situation, and day by day, it just there's always something new. But I think my source is the same as most people, which is hearing bits and bobs, seeing a bit on social media. And I think the only thing that's clear is that there's nothing really clear. It's, yeah, I mean, from what I understand, that's a situation where it'll be Jumbo-Visma will take 24 riders and then take six from Quickstep. So which six? That's the big question mark. And then the rest of Quickstep with a few of Jumbo will form another team. So it's like a merge, and then it's like getting married and then instantly getting divorced. So there's obviously going to be one super team, which, you know, Jumbo are going to get even stronger. And yeah, funnily enough, it's pretty much what I predicted last time, that they'll put their resources together, have one mega team, one average team, one massive budget, one average budget, and yeah, on they go. That's what I understand.
Well, we can't really talk about this without mentioning Roglic, because, but he's off to Bora as well, you said.
Yeah, it looks like. But that's another big question mark, is with this merger, what happens to people's contracts? If they're existing contracts, are they free? If they have a better offer elsewhere or prefer somewhere else, are they free to go? And
you'd think they'd have to sign another contract, wouldn't you?
You'd think so, because it's a new name, new structure, on paper, new owner, new boss. So on paper, it's actually a completely new team. So they'd have to sign a new contract. So if they weren't happy with that merger or where they were, or had a better offer somewhere elsewhere, then maybe they can leave. So
it makes sense now. When Remco texts me saying, see you soon, mate. Right, that makes sense now.
Yeah, he's got the medicals in October, hasn't he? And then we'll probably see him in Mallorca then, won't we? Who knows?
If you're him, if you're Remco now, and this merger's happening, like, are you happy or are you not so happy? You don't want to be in the same team as Vingegaard, surely.
Mate, the honest answer is I don't know, but I think if they merge, and if they have, just from a general cycling fan point of view, to have Remco, Vingegaard, and Sepp in the same team is a shame. I mean, what would be great is if you ended up at the end of the day with Remco, Roglic, Poggi and Vingegaard in four different teams going to the Tour de France, man oh man. That's what cycling fans want. The four current best GC riders, arguably. You're number five, mate, don't you worry. in all different teams going head to head in the biggest race. That's what you want. So
yeah,
as soon as, I mean, if Remco does go to Jumbo, his hands are tied. He's going there as number two. Vingegaard's number one, hands down. He's won the Tour de France before, for crying out loud.
Two times for crying out loud.
So, you know, if you're the second, third, fourth best GC guy in the world, do you want to go and, you know, hold hands with the number one in the world? No, it doesn't make sense. So, yeah, that's why he texted you.
Well, one good thing, though, to be fair, is that the team's not actually folding then, by the sounds of it. At least there's still going to be two teams, still everyone employed, etc. Because that's the worst thing about two teams folding, isn't it? It's all the jobs that are going to go. So at least that's good. It'll be interesting to see what everyone does. Roglic to Bora sounds like, it was obvious, wasn't it, that he wanted to go. Like, the way he was riding, the way he sort of was, he just wanted to be out of there and have his own shot. And he really wants to win the Tour, doesn't he? That's obvious. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes there as well, because they got that young dude who was, what's his name now? Cian something or other, the Belgian guy?
Hutebrix.
That's the one. I think he's still there in Bora next year. So, and Vlasov, I'm guessing he's still there. Yeah. Not bad climbing trio, that. So it's a decent move for Roglic, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. I think if he's probably, I don't know if it was decided before or after the Vuelta, but that was probably the nail in the coffin for him, wasn't it? having his hands tied there. You know, not going to the Tour and doing Giro Vuelta, the last thing on the list is the Tour. And he's not going to get that if he's sat on the bus next to Vingegaard, is he? So, makes sense. Great team, strong team. They'll build it around him. You have the likes of like Danny Van Poppel and people like that, getting him through the flat days as well. He seems to be getting better and better by the day. So, yeah, good move. He's also supposed to be making $6 million. So, you know, he's not going to go short either, is he?
Exactly, exactly. He'll still be able to pay for his heating. But just thinking about Remco now, I have no idea who he's talking to. Well, I know Ineos were at one stage. I don't know if they still are. I don't know if he's close to, if he wants to leave or not. But one positive, if he did go to Jumbo, right? He's with Vingegaard. All the pressure's on Vingegaard. He can be there as a backup type thing. Like Sepp. Sepp was never a backup, but he was always pure domestique. But you never know in the Tour. So much can happen, as we know. And Vingegaard has had a very pleasant 3 years. Hasn't really had... The only one thing that seemed to go wrong was that day on the cobbles last year when it was like swapping bikes, going left, right, all over the road. But he hasn't had any major issues, has he? Like, he might have had a couple of spills, but nothing crazy. And Remco, he can learn a lot there, you know, because let's face it, Quickstep aren't a GC team. They were trying to adapt and they were doing well, don't get me wrong. Won the Vuelta, for crying out loud. But, you know, they were very much a one-day team, whereas Jumbo is a stage race team and he can learn a lot there. He can learn a lot. Ineos probably going crazy now if they are close talks with him. But he can also learn a lot here. But just thinking, if he does stay with this Jumbo thing, then, you know, he's still young. He can learn a lot. He can maybe take advantage if something happens to... Like, Jonas is going to be the leader. Like, there's no question of that. But who knows? Things change quickly in sport, don't they? If I was him advising him, I definitely would say, look at other options. I don't think it'd be ideal, but that's trying to look at a positive if he ended up going there. That's what I would say.
No, there's a few good points there, mate. And I think you say nothing really went wrong for Vingegaard, and spot on. Like, a big part of that is having the team around you. Like, when you won the Tour, when Froome won the Tour, things never really went wrong. And when you have a strong team around you, right place, right time, right mentality, good things happen, don't they? And I think that's a result of that. And again, just to be clear, me and G are completely taking the piss with Remco. We don't know where he's going. But I would say he can learn a lot from a couple of teams. But just, I'm purely putting myself in his shoes now. I don't think he'd respond well to being number two or three in a team. Because with Van Aert as well in the classics, he seems a guy who goes in as number one, which is a good thing. Go in as number one, I'm the kingpin. I'll take the responsibility and I'll bring the results. And to me, that's the type of guy he strikes me as. He's happy to take that pressure. He's happy to be front page news.
Yeah, where do you reckon he should go then? Because
where should he go?
Yeah, what teams would be a good ones?
He should come to us.
Anyone else? There isn't really, is there?
If I was him, you're looking for a team that has experience in winning Grand Tours and, you know, halfway house classics. They've got some of the riders who were there and part of that big success are still there now.
Two, I was going to say that, yeah. Yeah, you say experience, like the experience of the riders there, but also, yeah, the background staff as well have been there, done it, gone through it.
Yeah, so you're looking for the experience of staff and riders who have been there and done it over a long period of time. You need a team who can pay you what you want, what your value is, which, to be honest, without sounding like a dick, that writes off a decent number of teams. And I struggle to see that there's many teams who can vouch for that. And I think we're one of them. So, again, I've got no clue, but just if I'm in his shoes, it's the obvious choice.
Yeah, not much to say there. Pretty much agree with that.
Because if you think UAE, they've got their leader. Bora now got the leader. Jumbo now got the leader. After us, what other teams have really like won Grand Tours in the past 10 years?
Yeah, Movistar, but they're nowhere near what they were.
Spanish speaking, you know, would that,
yeah,
that would probably be a bit of a deal breaker for him. So there's, yeah, for me, if I was in his shoes, yeah, I'd get yourself to Mallorca in December with us boys. Boom.
Lovely place, that.
Yeah, it's mega.
And Cav yes, as well. That's big news. One more year, or at least up till end of July.
Yeah, massive, mate. He's obviously, there's obviously one thing that's keeping him going, and that's that, you know, that final Tour de France stage win. He's equal to Eddy Merckx, isn't he? With 34. He wants to get that 35th. You know, they've obviously not just backed him for a year, but they have backed him for a year, but they've gone above and beyond. They've really started looking into lead outs. They've signed arguably the best lead out man over the past decade in Morkov. So, you know, they're putting the best squad.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Morkov's got going there with him. So, you know, they're investing. If they put Morkov and then they got Keese or Cees Bol, man before him, suddenly they got a pretty good looking train there. So they're, you know, they're all in for that, which is great, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, fair play. What's the deal with that? What about Jakobsen? Has he gone somewhere else?
DSM.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah, that's a funny move, that, though.
So he's gone to DSM. Yeah, there's a lot of changes. Actually, you probably can't even say them all, but yeah, there's a lot in there. The sprinters are one market that just kind of everyone switched teams. Yeah, again, Merlier, he's another one. Where will he end up? Will he end up in the Jumbo camp or the Quickstep camp? You know, these guys who are borderline got to be sat at home now thinking, which side of the fence am I going to be on?
Yeah, yeah. And this Coy, he was going somewhere else, wasn't he, already?
No, he re-signed with Jumbo.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
And then Sam Bennett's moving, isn't he? And obviously Caleb's had, you know, that team's not the best environment at the minute. So a lot of change there, isn't it? Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, the sprinters market just got turned upside down. And yeah, it's always strange to start next year, everyone be in different jerseys and on the back of different lead out trains, but no doubt we'll get the same old winners.
Yeah, I think we should have signed a big sprinter a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Well, we've had this conversation a few times, haven't we? But I think that would have, I think it's good for the young guys in the team as well to, like, if you've got someone like Cav, doesn't have to be Cav, but if you've got a decent sprinter who's vocal and knows what he's doing, got the experience, like, I remember, like, when I started out, like, in the lead out, like, you learn so much, not just about actually leading out, but holding your position in the peloton, you know, where you want to be, left or right, moving as a group, making space for each other, all that jazz. I think that is invaluable, and, like, I benefit from that now, even riding GC, you know, it's just, yeah, like I say, you're able to follow people easier. Like when you're fighting for position, you kind of know how to ride in the peloton and, you know, make a bit of space. And I think for our team, or even if there was a really good lead out man that came, but then it'd be hard to do that if you don't really have the guy to finish it off. But, you know, guys like Ethan, who he blatantly does struggle at times in the peloton. And when you're a sprinter, like, that's kind of key. Okay, he's not an out and out sprinter, but he's super fast when there's a few of the pure sprinters have been dropped. So guys like him, you know, Plappy, who hasn't raced much. That was another rumour I saw that he's off. But yeah, but anyway, Plappy, like, he hasn't raced much in Europe at all. Like, he'd benefit from that a lot. Like guys like Magnus, I think it'd be great. But obviously, yeah, it's still very much GC team, isn't it?
100% agree. Like, I was fortunate enough. Well, you did a lot with Cav, didn't you? But I did 1 year with him. It was first year pro, and just doing some smaller races. I had a tour of Denmark, tour of Britain, and having him there, invaluable, mate. And it's something that stays with you for the rest of your life. Having a sprinter who knows exactly what they want will tell you more than straight if you do something wrong. Yeah, like you say, moving around the peloton all together as a unit, delivering that man to the line, yeah, worth his weight in gold.
Mm.
And also, I think we're, like, in terms of wins this year, I think we're fourth team, maybe 35 wins we've had this year. And if you think,
that's not bad, is it?
No, it's quite up there without
a sprinter.
Yeah, like, you know, like we said, we've got Elia, and he's just picked up his first win last week. he's not quite, you know, the top top tier of sprinters. So if you brought someone in who picked up 5-6 wins, you know, that's an eighth of your wins. That's is huge just with one guy. So it would have been nice, but hey ho.
Yeah. But saying that, it's definitely been a team in transition for a number of reasons, but we're definitely heading in the right direction now, I feel. Like, you know, it's Dave's had his issues, haven't he? Like health issues, and he's changed his role, and a few key people left, Fran Miller, and, you know, Rod left for a year, and, you know, Tim was sort of like needs a new challenge, I think, really, but he ended up leaving as well. And it has been a big change when you look at it, really. But yeah, mate, I feel like we are moving in the right direction. It's just when you got a team which is predominantly young guys as well, just takes time for them to mature, doesn't it? And if you don't have someone, you know, if you're not prepared to drop, you know, 5-6 mil on a kid, you know, early on, and you're not the first to get him, it's hard, you know. It doesn't happen overnight. Everyone just thinks, oh yeah, boom, gonna get Remco, and then we're just gonna start winning. It's just not the same, is it? So
no, definitely. And I think, you know, we were the hunted team for a long time, and we were the team who turned up to Dauphiné, Swiss and Tour for quite a long, well, do you know what, most ages, races throughout the year, and would win and sometimes dominate through that kind of 2012, 13 to 2020. Long period of time, and we were the hunted. And now we've been overtaken, clearly. We're still right there, you know, there or thereabouts, but, you know, we've been overtaken by a team or two. And now you turn into the hunter. And that's it's a dangerous position when you're on top, to be the hunted and have 17 teams looking at you, assessing you, trying to beat you. You can only stay there for so long. And we did it for a long time. And yeah, we've changed from the hunted to the hunter. And now we're coming for them, aren't we? And, you know, made some good signings next year. And I think we just need to roll our sleeves up and get back into it, don't we?
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy it while you can, Jumbo. It ain't going to last, boys.
Yeah. Jumbo, Quickstep, no. whatever you're called.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah, Visma, bloody Visma, Soudal, whatever.
De Kunik, yeah.
Yeah. But saying that, I don't think anyone, you know, Jumbo have overtaken us, yeah. But I don't think UAE, I wouldn't say UAE, it's just because they've got Pog. Take Pog out of it. They've got some super talented riders, don't get me wrong, but the Vuelta, mate, like looking back at it, like it was just a team of, they were like Jumbo. They were just doing their own race, but it just didn't stand out because they weren't first, second and third. You know, there was days when Almeida just left Ayuso behind, and then another day where Ayuso just left Almeida, and like, yeah, and then you got Soler in the mix as well. Like, it seemed a bit all over the place, really. When Pog's not there, it's like everyone's, oh, I got my chance now.
Mate, yeah, I think when Poggy's there, it's clear the team's there for him and it's one goal. And I think whenever Jumbo race, in general, they act and ride like a team, whatever race they're at. But with UAE, if Poggy's not there, it's like, it does seem like a bunch of individuals. They're just,
you know, they can still perform and do really well, but yeah, exactly.
They can still perform and do well, but they don't ride off each other, and they don't, they're not arm in arm, are they? They're not, yeah, bit of individuality when Poggy's not there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, we should also say, after this, we got one more pod, haven't we? That's the season done. This is our penultimate.
Yeah. I know, mate. That's
gone quick, hasn't
it? For you it is. You get a nice blinking 6 month break now. I'm straight onto the GTCC with Tom Fordyce, mate. Got some good guests lined up, but yeah, keep podding away. We're going to bring you in though for a few, I feel. Just to, you know.
No worries.
Share the love, keep back me up a bit.
Keep the cohesion. I'll be there, mate. Exactly. Just give me a buzz. So I think the last one we're going to do, I don't know when it'll drop. We'll do it next week or whatever, but it's going to be end of season awards, as we do every year, and then end of season review on my season personally and on your season personally, and then finish off with end of season awards. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is your penultimate What's Occurring, so enjoy it.
Tidy. And a breakdown of China, surely. You've got to give us a rundown there.
Yeah, I'll let you know about all the antics, all the Chinese shenanigans. I'll let you know. Anything else to add, or are we all good, brother?
Quality. No, enjoy your egg fried rice and sweet sour pork, Cantonese style. They do all that, right? Number 62 and 48.
That's it, mate. That's got my name all over it. 64 with a side of 83.
And enjoy your bean sauce. Oh, lovely.
Oh, it's making me want a Chinese now. Enjoy your boat and your hypnotist and your bottle of vodka, whatever you're going to have. Have a good one, son.
Nice one. And catch you soon, all brother.
Right. Ta-da, boy.
Ta-da.
Network, a place where you belong.